Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
You ready to help solve someone's problem? Oh, and maybe it's your problem. It's Text Roulette, Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix, answering your life questions. Big or small, we want it all. Radar, spin that roulette wheel. Let's see what text we're going to land on.
Let's do it. There we go.
It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
35.
Girl, you got to go down a little bit.
Yeah, I do. Now, the number to call in and help or to text in your question is the same. It's 414-432-1099. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this morning is a traffic question.
Uh-oh.
Perhaps someone that's in traffic right now. Why don't people use turn lanes when they are turning? Merge over if there is space to merge over and turn. Stop interrupting the flow of traffic when you don't move over.
Are we talking about like those right turns? Because people like to make a wide right turn and they're like sitting there and you go, dude, you got a lane. Get over there so I can go straight.
Because when you don't, you do stop the flow of traffic because everyone's sort of waiting to get around you when you're taking this big wide turn.
Or you make your own lane like we've learned Elizabeth likes to do. She'll squeeze between the curb and another car. Remember that? Do you remember we were coming for, I think it was a company Christmas party here.
That was a lane.
That's barely a lane, but you'll squeeze through people and then they sit there in the right lane going straight and they go, oh my gosh, this big SUV. So I saw this car because I was riding behind you.
No, this is a lane.
And I happened to see that.
It was a lane.
That car kind of had to gooch over a little bit to the left so you could squeeze your big SUV because you had to go get out of my way.
Are you saying when we were at the intersection, stopped at the light and I was trying to make a right turn?
That's what you were doing. That's what I mentioned. I just said that this is when people like to go in that right lane. But that isn't really a right lane, a right turn lane, I should say. It's a right lane. So you have to wait until that person goes straight and then you turn. No, you make your own lane over that way.
That person was the real MVP of that moment because they got over for me to make a right turn.
Well, yeah, they didn't want their car scratched.
And I appreciated it. They didn't have to do that.
Laying on the horn and everything. Get out of my way. No, she didn't lay on the horn. But I was watching that from behind going, you got to wait. But if there is a turn lane there, yes, you aren't you supposed to?
Well, this is one of those driving habits that does baffle me. Just like people that turn and don't use their blinker drives me insane. You need to notify other people that you're turning. Otherwise, we're thinking you're going to go with the same flow of traffic. And then all of a sudden, you start to slow down. So we all have to slow down aggressively, not knowing that you're making that turn.
So,
but the original, what were you going to say right now?
The question for everybody, 414-432-1099. Call now.
Why don't people use turn lanes when they are turning? Merge over if there is space to merge over and turn. Stop interrupting the flow of traffic when you don't move over. It's one of those driving habits, though, that does baffle me. If you have an actual turn lane, use it. Don't just be coasting in the middle lane and then you decide to get over. It really, when they're asking why don't people do it, they're not paying attention.
Is there anybody out there that does that? Anybody who
and
sits
you know
there and
that
says,
you do it, you willingly are an active participant of this terrible driving habit.
And is there a reason you're like, I have a bigger vehicle and I don't know if I'm going to make that curb, so I'm going to take the most of this lane to turn? Or if it's, I can't imagine a left turn lane though. Why wouldn't you get over for a left turn? That would be easy. I'm kind of thinking this person means a right turn. Huh? I don't know. Because the right
turn. But the turn lane is literally there for you to make the turn. So use it. That's what it's for.
Yeah. Or create your own, like Elizabeth likes to do. But the whole,
if a car's going to get over and let you create a turn lane, then I say take the opportunity.
Yeah, we have a text that says they don't know how to drive. And they want to see
harsh but true.
They want to see how many drivers they can make mad. I don't think so. I don't think anybody's willy-nilly out there going, watch this. Watch these people get all mad at me. I don't think people are trying to do that. Come on.
Do you think they're overly cautious?
That's what I'm saying. It could be like, ooh, I don't know. I don't want to get too close to the curb. I don't want to pop over the curb, you know, because sometimes people will do that. They'll take that right turn a little too tight. You'll see their back wheel jump over the curb. Maybe that's why they happen to do it that way. I don't know. Maybe.
What have you all seen on the road?
Maybe somebody has had that happen, or you do that. Maybe someone's like, yeah, I like to take a little bit wider turn.
I feel like it's because they're just not paying attention, or they're a bad driver.
Or a bigger vehicle.
Or do they think it's illegal to merge over too early? I don't think that's the case.
I think they want to give themselves some room. Maybe you have a camper. Maybe it's a van. Maybe it's a big old Suburban.
So if you're trailing something, and we've done that when we've been trailing things up north.
Yeah.
You go real wide with
pulling
it. But look, I will tell you, as someone that has driven a car that has a trailer, when I do have the trailer, I am always aware of putting on that blinker well in advance. Not because of the other drivers, because of myself. There's more blind spots. And I just want to make sure, okay, everybody, you know, beep, 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 pay attention.
I will be turning right.
I am getting over, so get out of the way. And I've got this ATV on a trailer I'm trying to move.
But do you swing it out to the left a little bit and then turn right? Or do you get over to that right lane like this person's talking about?
When you have a really big back end, there are times you gotta move over. You gotta move those hips.
People gotta get out of the way of your booty.
Get that blinker on.
That's what it is.
Wide load coming through. Watch out. We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Uber driver Donna, you know a lot about driving. You see drivers on the road all the time. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And we want to know what your response is to this text roulette question that we received this morning on the text line. Why don't people use turn lanes when they are turning? Merge over if there is space to merge over and turn. Stop interrupting the flow of traffic when you don't move over.
Person's really heated about this, Donna. What
well,
do you think?
You know what? You know what? There is a lot of people that move over without the turn signals.
That drives me nuts. You need to notify people. And especially being on a motorcycle and things like that, there's blind spots. You want people to know what the heck you're going to be doing on the road because we can't read your mind.
I've actually had motorcycles cut me off that are just swinging around because they want to get through the traffic, especially during construction areas.
Yeah.
They're flying in and around the lane.
Donna, when you make a turn and you're Ubering somebody, do you make that wide turn to go to the right, or do you get over to that right lane and hug that curb like you're supposed to?
I take and get in the right lane like you're supposed
All
to
right.
with driving because I don't have any extra back edge. Now, semis I can understand, or people pulling trailers, I can understand them turning on their turn signals and then turning. But then people don't realize that they have to make a little bit more of a wider turn because of what
they're not always expecting that too.
Yep.
Which is why we all just need to try to work together on the road and keep those turn signals on. And if you are towing or hauling something, have those blinkers on early.
Yeah, and there is a text from a semi driver who says the lane for turning is also called the deacceleration lane.
What is the deacceleration lane?
I know because I drive semi and picked that information up decades
ago. You have to start slowing down.
Yeah, you got to slow it down a little bit. Also, the merging lane is called the acceleration lane. That's according to our semi driver here, too. So when you're getting on the freeway, obviously, that's the acceleration lane.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that will not accelerate up to speed, which is what causes a lot of the traffic jams on the freeway.
Yeah, that is a real thing. Like, you need to pay attention to what the heck the speed's going to be. Where we live out in Waukesha County, that speed limit is 70. If you're still going 45 on the on-ramp,
trying to get on,
you've got to go with that flow of traffic. Everybody's picking it up.
Go with the flow. That's what we're going
to
do.
Everybody's picking it up to 70, and then they continue 70 into Milwaukee.
Oh, you got to can't.
Hey, don't judge me, Donna.
43 North.
No, you
don't,
can't do
don't
that.
Don't judge me.
I see squads pulling people over all the time on 94, just right around Moreland. It's like, no, it's 55 now. Get it down.
That's usually where I have to realize when I'm going downhill. Ooh. Oh, my gosh, there's a cop. Oh, I was going 52. What are you talking about?
What are you talking? I just looked down. Donna, be safe out there. Thanks for the call.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.